Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
One of the biggest challenges in any sort of digital transformation or software implementation is to understand whether you should implement standard off-the-shelf vanilla software or whether you should customize the software to fit your specific needs. So how do you determine which path is best for you? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And when we're helping clients through their digital transformations, one of the biggest questions and the biggest points of controversy that we get is, do we use the software the way it was built, use it off the shelf, use that standard functionality, or do we customize it and tailor it to fit our specific needs? And while most organizations we work with will err on the side of standardization and using standard functionality, most also realize eventually at some point in the transformation that that's not realistic to go all in on. More often than not, you need some level of customization or some sort of third-party bolt-ons or changes to the software than the way it was built. So what I want to do today is talk about what these different models look like, what some middle ground models might look like, and help you determine what the best path forward is for your organization. And I also want to use this as an opportunity to share what some of the risks and trade-offs are for any of these paths that you might pursue. Now, for more implementation best practices like the ones I'm going to discuss here today, I encourage you to download a white paper that I wrote recently called Lessons from 1,000 Digital Transformations. And in this white paper, I talk about some of the best practices and lessons learned from having helped over 1,000 different organizations through their digital transformations throughout the world in the last few years. So I encourage you to download that. You can download it by either scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can click on the links below in the description field to access that ebook. So let's talk about the overview of the differences between standard and custom software. So we're just gonna start with two buckets here. You have standard software, and then you have custom software over here. And when I say custom software, I actually don't mean fully customized, I just mean you're customizing existing off-the-shelf software. So in other words, it's software that starts off standardized, but you can customize it to tailor what your needs are if the standardized software doesn't handle that off the shelf or out of the box. The other middle ground, or sort of a third category I'll throw in here, is software as a service. And the reason I'm throwing this up here as a different category is because that influences your ability to customize, and it's something to think about, especially if you're deploying a product like NetSuite or Workday, Plex Systems, one of those systems that's multi-tenant SaaS cloud solutions. And what I'm going to do now is talk about what the differences are. So standard software is exactly what it sounds like. It's off-the-shelf software. You're using it exactly how it was built. So one of the things to note here about standard software is you have the ability to configure the software. So this is really important because most organizations aren't able to use the software off-the-shelf because you have to do stuff to it to make it usable. You have to choose how you're going to set up the software and how information is going to flow. You have a lot of different decisions you need to make in the different workflows of the software. So you are able to configure the software. Oftentimes, software vendors will provide best practices, or what they call best practices. And oftentimes these could be based on industry best practices or functional best practices. I would argue that there is no such thing as best practices. In fact, no one arbitrator of truth determines what best practices are for any given function or any given industry, but software vendors do provide pre-configured solutions, and that's probably a better way to frame it. It's not necessarily best practices, because that's a farce as far as I'm concerned, but it's really more pre-configuration. And what this does is allows you to take advantage of some of the standard ways that different functions and different industries work. Now, when we look at customization, this is using standardization as a starting point, but we're tailoring and changing the source code. So in other words, you have programming language that was used to develop the standard software, but now you're going in to change that code to provide a different sort of functionality. Now, SaaS is different. Software as a service is a little bit different because it is multi-tenant cloud solutions. And there's some limited customization. There's not a lot of customization you can do with software as a service because other organizations are using that same instance of the software, that same version of the software, if you will. And if you made a change to your software, in theory, you're changing it for everyone else. So there's limitations intentionally on how much you can customize the software. And then I'm going to throw in one other category that I didn't mention up front, which is low code, no code. And this is a big movement in the industry now where organizations are essentially creating a way for you to customize the software without changing the source code. So that's an important point to differentiate here is you're not changing source code. And essentially what this is giving you more powerful tools and more powerful ways to configure standard software. So you're sort of walking a middle ground here. You're able to tailor the system more than you might if you were just using standard off-the-shelf software, but now you've got low-code, no-code software that allows you to change it without breaking the software or creating other risks. So this is an overview of the different paths you can take as it comes to standardization versus customization. But what I want to do next is talk about what some of the pros and cons are of each of these approaches.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, some of the advantages of standard software include the fact that you're not breaking the software. Essentially, when you're customizing software, you risk breaking the software. You're changing the source code. You're changing the way the software is meant to be used. So we'll just keep it simple and call it, you're not breaking it. So that's a positive thing. In fact, we'll use that as an indicator that that's positive. The other thing that's important here is that it saves time. So by not customizing, by using software standardized, you're saving time and money, at least initially, and at least as it relates to the technology. I'm going to come back to some of the negatives here in a moment, but one of the negatives to note here that's sort of a dark side of standardization is while, yes, you may be saving time and money as it relates to standard software, but now you're creating a risk, which is difficulty with change management. So we'll call that change issues. In other words, now instead of changing the software, you're forcing the people to change to fit the software, which that may be the right answer long term, but I'm not suggesting it's not, but it is absolutely a risk that you need to consider. And then another dark side is that with standard software, you're more at risk of having a lack of functional fit. What I mean by that is no one system can be everything to everyone. And by using a standard off-the-shelf system, you are by definition using a software that was trying to be everything to everyone, but it may not be everything to you as an organization. So that lack of fit can create problems in the implementation if you stick to standard off-the-shelf software. So now this leads us to customization. What are the advantages of customization? Some people watching this video might think there is no advantage. You shouldn't do it. And that's a popular refrain. And there are good reasons why you wouldn't want to do customization, but there's also good reasons why you might. One is you are enabling a better fit, potentially, assuming your standard software can't do what you need or want it to do. So here you're going to have better functional fit. You also address the problem of forcing the people and forcing your operations to change when You may not want to. It may be that the technology needs to change to fit your business rather than the other way around. If that's the case, then you're addressing some of the change management issues, not all, but you are addressing some of them. So we'll just say less change issues. Note that I didn't say no change issues or easy change issues, but there's just less of them. You're still gonna have change issues though. So these are the two positive things here, the two pros, the advantages of customization. Now the downside risk here though, is that now you create technical complexity. Now you've risked breaking the system. You've changed the way the software is written. Now you're putting more of the onus on you and your organization to maintain this, and that can be a challenge. You also are potentially adding to your duration and cost. At least on the technical side you are. Because you're adding this extra layer of complexity, you're adding this extra step in the process of customizing the software, now you've added time and duration to the technical implementation. But it may be that that additional time and cost and risk of the technical side of things is worth it because now you've mitigated the change issues and you have a better fit now. And you just have to assess what the bigger risk reward profile is there. So now the question becomes, what do we do? Do we standardize? Do we use off-the-shelf software standard the way it was built? Or do we customize? Well, first of all, it's not an all or nothing proposition. You're probably gonna be somewhere in here. You're probably on a spectrum somewhere between absolutely no customization to completely customized. You're probably gonna be somewhere between. So the question is, where on the spectrum do we fall? Well, a lot of it comes down to what you're trying to accomplish as an organization. If your digital strategy is to create some very distinct competitive advantages, maybe customization is the right answer for you. Because by definition, a competitive advantage is something that you do differently and better than anyone, and that's probably something that's not gonna be available in standard commercial off-the-shelf software. If on the other hand, you're really trying to drive down cost, you're trying to minimize technical complexity, you're trying to standardize your operations in your organization across a global enterprise, then standardization might be the better way to handle it. But you just have to recognize if you do go with standard off-the-shelf software without customization, you're probably gonna end up with more change issues and lack of fit issues that will influence and determine how long your project takes, how much cost it takes, and also what the risks are. And the other thing to recognize is you have other options too. If for some reason you decide, I don't wanna customize, I don't belong over here, but I just don't wanna do this, I don't wanna customize here, well then you have other options. There's other things you can do to mitigate those risks. For example, you could use third-party systems. So if you find that there's certain gaps in the standard software you're rolling out, maybe you don't use that standard software, but you also don't customize it. Instead, you find a third-party solution or a third-party app that helps you address that. The other alternative I mentioned before is to find a platform that allows you to have low-code, no-code solutions. So in other words, it allows you to be in the spectrum here and dance in this gray area without necessarily having to mess too much with customization. You still get the benefit of it without these risks that we talked about here. So those are a couple of ways that you might use your particular situation and your strategy to determine what the best path forward is for you. So I hope this has provided you some guidance and direction on how to determine what the best path is for you as an organization. For more lessons learned from other implementations throughout the world, I encourage you to download our Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformation ebook. It's a book I wrote not too long ago, and you can download that by scanning the QR code in front of you on the screen, or you can go to the description field below to access those links to download that paper as well as other resources that I've included for you below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a good day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.